How?
The Life of Mary Summers. Tonight is the night of the big race, when the governor's party is breaking in on the gang operating the gambling rooms in Max Sanders Hotel. Max has managed to get himself involved in the gambling racket, and when Mary learns that Danny has notified the governor and that the police are on the way, she calls her husband to warn him. Max passes the warning along to Cheney and offers to help him get away. But Max himself won't leave. And as the police start to batter down the doors, we find him going to meet them after unloading his gun so there won't be any accident. In the clinic, Danny, unnerved and anxious, sits beside Philip. He is no worse, but Dr. Benson has told Danny frankly that she may be an invalid for the rest of her life. But Phyllis doesn't know this. And so...
Danny, what's the matter?
Nothing, honey. What?
You sit there with a face of as long as my arm. And you're jumpy as... Oh, Danny, stop biting your fingers.
Well, it's a nervous habit, Phyllis. Don't pay attention to it.
Yes, it is. It's a new one. I never saw you do it before.
There's something to be nervous about now.
Something to be nervous about?
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't anything wrong with the baby, is there?
Oh, good heavens, no. He's huskier than I am. Gee, it'll be fun having a boy of our own and teaching him to play baseball and football.
I wish I could have him in here with me.
Nope. Doctor's orders.
I know. What time is it?
It's getting late. Visiting hours are almost over. Want to go to sleep?
No. No, I feel awfully funny, Danny. So weak, Danny. It's sort of shaken, but I can't sleep.
That's just because you've been through a bad time, honey. It'll pass in a day or two.
God's awful. Lying here awake all night long.
Dr. Benson said he'd drop in tonight and see you again. Maybe he'll give you something to make you sleep.
I wish he would. How's Mary?
Mary? Oh, she's all right.
She promised to come back for a while this evening, but... I guess she changed her mind.
Oh, she did.
What's she doing?
I don't know exactly. She had something she wanted to talk over with Daddy.
Well, why didn't you both come over?
Why? Well, more doctor's orders. He said you weren't to have too much company. You get all tired out.
Oh, that's silly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it better not see people out. I feel awfully queer, Danny. Can you suppose...
Look, here's Doc Benson now. Oh, we were just waiting for you, Doc. Phyllis said she can't sleep, and I said maybe you'd give her a pill or something.
We'll take care of her. How do you feel tonight, Phyllis?
Not too good.
Well, we just got rid of this husband of yours.
Want me to go?
Yep. I've got a night nurse coming on special duty, Phyllis. I want to make another examination.
Oh, I hate to have you go, Danny.
I'll be over in the morning. Good night, sweetie.
Mm.
Now, I'll make the old doctor give you a load of dynamite when you get some rest.
I want to take a look at your chart, Phyllis. I'll be right back.
He doesn't seem any better, Doc.
I don't know.
What is he?
I don't know more after I studied the chart and made my examination.
Well, I'll wait.
No, I don't want you to wait.
Hmm?
Nothing you can do here. And, well, you might be of some help to Mary.
Where's Mary now?
Still in a flat with Daddy. She shipped Max off, Danny.
Shipped him off? Why, I thought she was through with him for good. Well, she said...
I know. She's sitting there now waiting, Danny. Waiting for news.
Well, how's she going to get it?
We'll get it soon enough when the state police get to the hotel.
Well, I suppose so. Gee, poor Mary. Well, I don't care. I'm glad I did it.
Now, it's too late to discuss that. Only go over and stay with Mary and Daddy, will you, Danny? Just in case.
Sure, I'll go. Only come over as soon as you can, won't you, Doc? And let me know.
About the raid? Yes, I'll let you know.
About the raid, yes, but most I want to know about my Phyllis.
Hello?
Sit down, Mary, darling. For heaven's sake, you're driving me jittery, walking up and down the floor like that.
Well, I can't help it, Daddy. I just can't seem to sit still.
But walking ain't going to help you any.
No, I suppose not. Oh, Daddy, what do you suppose is happening? Do you suppose maybe it was a mistake after all, that they're not coming?
Oh, I wouldn't be counting on that. What the state police starts, they usually finish. They're probably waiting for the activities to get into full swing.
Well, I suppose I should be glad. Every minute gives Max more of a chance to get away.
Yes, he's had plenty of time to light out. He'll be all right, Mary. Now quit your worrying.
Oh, I'm not worrying.
Ain't you?
Oh, I'll just be glad when it's over.
You don't seem to have much luck getting a set of Max, do you, Mary?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, no matter how often or how loud you say you're through with him, something always seems to happen to chuck you right back together again.
Now, Daddy, we're not back together. It's only... Well, when someone... Trouble, someone you know...
Someone you love. Now, why don't you spit it right out? Honest, Mary, I believe you're sort of obsessed with that fella.
It's just because I know he's in danger.
Max Sanders been in danger since the minute he was born. Ain't no novelty to him.
Oh, I know, but I...
But you just go on hoping. Maybe we've gone over this a many times.
I know. Oh, why doesn't somebody call or come or something? Listen to that clock. It's an hour since I phoned Max.
Listen, there's somebody coming up the stairs.
Oh, is that you, John?
No, it's me, Danny.
Oh.
Do you mind if I come in?
Well, come on in, Danny, and help me keep...
That doc was filling. He'll be along after a while. He was going to the hotel when he left the clinic.
Well, how is Phyllis, Danny?
Just about the same. He missed the night.
Oh, I meant to go over,
but you got other things on your mind. Now, sit down, Danny, and you look tuckered out.
I guess I am, a little. Your grandson sent his regards.
He did, eh? How's the little rascal, eh?
Fine. Mary, for heaven's sake, stop walking the floor. Please sit down.
He's walked 20 miles. You'll have the Reverend's rug full of holes if you don't watch out.
I know. What do they do when they put on a raid?
Oh, they come up with sirens a-blowing and then bust in the door.
They won't hurt anybody, will they?
Not unless somebody starts a fight or tries to escape. Probably they'll just load a lot of folks into the wagon and cart them off. I shouldn't be surprised if they caught some pretty prominent folks, too. Leaving Chicago and maybe.
Well, I'm not worrying about the gamblers. They won't do anything but fine them, will they?
You shouldn't be worrying about the folks that are running the place either. They're dirty crooks.
I know. Funny, I never noticed that clock before, isn't it? Ticking away. Oh.
Now, you come over here and we'll play solitaire, maybe, It'll help a little to pass the time.
No, Daddy, I'm sorry, I can't. Just got to sit here and listen.
It's 3 o'clock. It's getting cold in here. Guess I better put some more wood on the fire.
3 o'clock. I don't believe I'm going to be able to stand it much longer, Daddy.
Sure, yeah. No news is good news, eh? Now, ain't that what they say? There's a lot of truth in those old saws, Mary.
Here comes somebody.
It's the doc, honey.
I'll let him in. John! John!
Yes?
Oh, thank heaven. John, what's that?
It's over.
The raid?
Yes, they came. Just what we expected. Seen that at the hotel. Got them all.
You mean the whole gang?
The operators, the Jeffs, everybody.
Even the big boss?
Yes, that was the payoff. Yankee dropped in just because he had news that this crowd from Chicago was going to be there. And they caught him cold.
And Kenny?
Kenny was the one exception. He escaped.
Ron? You mean...
Yes.
Max? Didn't he get away?
No, Mary.
Well, where are they all?
They took them all over Fulton. The jail there is bigger. That is, all except one.
John, Max isn't... He isn't...
What, Mary?
He isn't dead, is he?
No, he isn't dead. Max was the man they didn't take to Fulton. The man Sheriff Barstow is holding here for questioning.
So Max is again a prisoner, probably hopelessly compromised in a gambling racket case. But why wasn't he taken to Fulton with the other prisoners? What is it Sheriff Barstow thinks he knows that makes him keep him in Sanders? And what will Mary do now that she finds her warning was useless and that Max is once more in the clutches of the law?